This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A suicide bomber killed at least five people at a crowded night spot in the city of Beni in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday, according to local officials. French news agency put the death toll at five, while the Associated Press reported six people dead. A statement from military officials running the North Kivu province said the suicide bomber was prevented by security from gaining access to the interior of the establishment, but managed to activate his bomb at the entrance. The statement said 13 survivors were being treated for their injuries in hospitals. It described the death toll as provisional. The statement blamed the attack on the Allied Democratic Forces, the deadliest of the militia active in the region. Shortly after the blast, the official in charge of the city called on residents to return to their homes for their own safety. Scientists declared the eruption on Spain's La Palma Island officially over on Saturday, allowing islanders to breathe a sigh of relief nearly 100 days after the Cumbre Vieja volcano began to spew out lava, rock, and ash and upended the lives of thousands. After bursting into action on September 19th, the volcano suddenly went quiet on Monday, December 13th. Authorities, however, wary of raising false hopes, held off until Christmas Day to give the all clear. The Canary Islands Regional Security Chief Julio Perez called a news conference Saturday and told reporters, "What I want to say today can be said with just four words. The eruption is over." Some 3,000 properties were destroyed by the flow of lava down the mountainside, but remarkably, no one was killed in the three-month eruption. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. In Afghanistan, the Taliban have dissolved two commissions designed to protect the elections process. A spokesman for the Taliban said Saturday that there is no need for the commissions to exist. He added they would be revived if the Taliban felt the need later. He was referring to Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission and the Independent Electoral Complaints Commission. The Independent Election Commission was established in 2006 under the Western-backed Democratic government that collapsed with the departure of U.S. military forces in August. The Taliban spokesman also said the Islamist group dissolved two government departments this week, the Ministry of Peace and the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. The deeply conservative Taliban had already shut down the former administration's Ministry of Women's Affairs, replacing it with a body known as the Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. That ministry earned notoriety during the Taliban's first stint in power in the 1990s for harshly enforcing religious doctrine. The Islamists have pledged a more moderate rule this time around, as they press the international community to restore billions of dollars in suspended aid. U.S. airlines canceled nearly 1,000 flights on Saturday, the second straight day of massive cancellations, as surging COVID-19 infections have sidelined some pilots and other crew members. The cancellations upended plans for tens of thousands of holiday travelers over the Christmas weekend. A total of 957 Christmas Day flights, including domestic flights and those into or out of the country, were canceled, compared with 690 on Christmas Eve. This is according to a running tally on a flight tracking website known as FlightAware.com. Nearly 2,000 flights were delayed. The Nigerian president's top media aide said on Saturday that he's tested positive for coronavirus and is isolating. The aide, who is in his late 50s, is in the immediate circle of 79-year-old President Muhammadu Buhari. Several local newspapers reported that some of Buhari's aides and top officials have contracted the virus, although a presidency spokesman declined to comment on whether any other official or minister was infected. The spokesman also declined to say whether Buhari, who received a booster dose on Tuesday, has been tested. Buhari and some ministers recently attended summits in Dubai and Turkey after hosting South African President Cyril Ramaphosa last month, just as the Omicron COVID-19 variant was detected in Southern Africa and in Hong Kong. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, D.C., you're listening